When it came time for King Jehoshaphat to get his son Jehoram married, he made a terrible decision that affected generations that followed. For Jehoshaphat gave his son Jehoram as a wife the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, who were well known for their worship of Baal, the god of the Phoenicians. Now Jehoshaphat surely should have known better, because you go back to the history before the flood, and what happened then? We read that the sons of God, that is the believers in God's promise, saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the wickedness that resulted from these marriages of the believers with the unbelievers was so extreme that God actually wiped out all of humanity because of their wickedness and their violence, except for Noah, of course, and his family. And God, through Moses, besides that, had given strict orders to his people that when they lived in the land of Canaan, they should not intermarry with the heathen people who were living there. Now, I suppose Ahab was not a total heathen, but he certainly did not worship the true God. He worshipped the god of his wife, Jezebel, Baal, and they certainly were enemies of God. And their daughter, Athaliah, proved to be just as godless as they were. But the tragic consequences of this marriage did not really show themselves until after King Jehoshaphat died. King Jehoshaphat himself, as you know, was a faithful worshiper of the Lord, and most of the time, at least, tried to follow God's will in everything that he did. But now he died, and the Bible tells us that Jehoram, his son, reigned in his place. Jehoram had six brothers, but Jehoram was the oldest, and he was the heir. The Bible tells us that Jehoshaphat gave the six brothers great gifts of silver and gold and precious things, with fortified cities in Judah, but he gave the kingdom to Jehoram because he was the firstborn. Now it would be nice to report that Jehoram followed in the footsteps of his father and his mother, Jehoshaphat, and his wife, and that he was able to persuade Athaliah to turn away from the worship of Baal and turn to worshiping the Lord God. But that's not what happened. It was just the opposite. And it seems that's what happens very often. It happened in the days before the flood. It has happened many times since, that a believer marries an unbeliever, and instead of the unbeliever turning to faith, the believer follows the ways of his unbelieving wife. Now, it's possible that Jezebel was a beauty in her day. Maybe her daughter was also a beauty, just like the sons or the daughters of men back in before the flood were beautiful, and the sons of God could not resist. But you know what God's wisdom says? And this is something that all you young Emmanuel men and women ought to pay very close attention to. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Now, what I'm going to report to you now is horrific, but it's what happened as a result of this marriage that Jehoshaphat foolishly agreed to. This is what happened. When Jehoram was established over the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and killed all his brothers with the sword, and also others of the princes of Israel. He must have felt threatened by these brothers because they were better than he was. Now, sometimes God is silent when such terrible acts take place. In this case, God was not silent, but he immediately spoke and he acted. By this time, the prophet Elijah had been taken by a whirlwind up into heaven. But somehow, at this time, a letter from Elijah appeared. Now, how this happened, the Bible does not reveal. Did Elijah write this letter before he was taken to heaven as a kind of prophecy as to what would happen? Or was it some other way that this letter from Elijah came? But in any case, we have this letter, and it's recorded in Scripture. Of course, the real author is God. This is what God said through Elijah. He says to Jehoram now, "Thus says the Lord God of your father David, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, or in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and also have killed your brothers, those of your father's household who were better than yourself, behold, the Lord will strike your people with a serious affliction, your children, your wives, and all your possessions, and you will become very sick with a disease of your intestines until your intestines come out by reason of the sickness day by day." Well, Jehoram remained king for 8 years, and he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers, and so God sent that judgment. So he suffered one defeat after another from enemy nations. His possessions, most of the members of his family were captured. Only his youngest son remained alive. Athaliah, his wife, survived, but finally also the sickness came that Elijah had foretold. After all this, the Lord struck him in his intestines with an incurable disease. Then it happened in the course of time, after the end of 2 years, that his intestines came out because of his sickness, so he died in severe pain. He reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and to no one's sorrow departed. Now, in the midst of all of this terrible wickedness, we still see the mercy and the love and the patience of God. For right in the midst of telling this, the Bible tells us this: "Yet the Lord would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his sons forever." So that promise remained firm. The house of David would bring forth the king, the son of David, the Messiah. God was going to keep his promise in spite of all of this wickedness of the sons in David's family. And we know that God kept that promise too. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David, our Savior, has come. And now let us sing his praises by singing hymn number 130, stanzas 1, 5, and 6.